my country people, una welcome to another program we call Rivetics. My name na Mrs. Patricia Onyemechi Wale. Namibi River State President of Widows. And Namibi your host for today. Namigo talk for today. Just before we begin now, we go take the opening message from Her Excellency, will be Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechinye Somwike, the initiator, person who started this program, Rivetics.
Better country people of River State, I welcome on a come another of our Rivetics Weekend Talk Talk program where they help us arrange our character and make it better pass as the day before. Today on Talk Talk this special because we want to touchlight the struggle and suffer where our widow women them day inside today. Our people and community them supposed stop all the things where them the force widow them to the do, where no good, where them they make them feel like say they no follow for people where supposed they, or like say them do bad thing, or even to make them suffer the kind of suffer where human being no supposed suffer, sake of say them be widow. One book by one person where they call VJ Dot, where come out for 2010, where the name of the book now Invisible, Forgotten Sufferers, The Plight of Widows Around the World. The book talks say, the number of widows where been day the world that time reached 245 million. And also the book talks say, 150 million of these widows, them they answer poverty as their name. The book talks say, them they suffer well well, especially as it take concern how people they wicked them and how them know they get waiting to go help them to find food chop because their husband don't die leave them. This kind suffer where widows they see no good at all, a bad rich bone. Na abomination and nobody supposed give chance make people they blame widow, say, na she make her husband die. God forbid. Oyibo don't check CC, plenty reason they why up to 7 to 16% of women we don't mature become widow. If we follow and check and well well, we go see say plenty women they don't turn widow after people don't fight, kill each other way they for inside war. And then talk say for one country where they call Republic of Congo, nearly half of the women there now widow them. Plus 3 million where they inside Iraq now and even 70,000. We don't come out for Afghanistan. Also, woman them they live longer than man. And even self, we know say older men then they marry younger women. So, as nature talk am, the old one ain't go before the younger one. These men then they die sometimes out of old age or sometimes even sickness. Now one big woman we her name na Cherry Blair, where her husband be the oga kwata kwata for England before. She can explain say the suffer where widows them they inside, no be smart you know. She talk say, to turn widow, not be only say the woman no go get husband again, but many times it means say she don't lose everything for her life. United Nations Alliance, the meeting where all country where they for this world belong, talk say this widow them they don't say when, because nobody they remember count them join for even better thing with the shelley. People where they check how our country them and our state them they move forward, they don't even get their time. Some government no even care whether them they and other people where they help for community know they even add them for the people where they're supposed to help. But this will not be so for River State, as we governor for example in choose widow make him be in running mate where now she be our deputy governor will be Dr. Epalebo Harry Banigo. And if we appoint out of the four women commissioners, three now widow for inside River State, this one a very good example where all of us supposed to copy. The thing be say the bad manner where people they take handle widow and their children them na major mistake for where person right they as human being. If people they suffer widow, it follow the block development for our society. Million upon million of widows them where they for this world then they suffer no be small. Some no get shishi, poverty won't kill them. And waiting come bad pass be say some people they drive these widows them out of their community, and other people they beat them, other people they injure them. Some no even get bacha to even call their house as their relatives and their husband people don't pursue them come up from the house where their husband build. Others self know they treat them like say them they equal to them. and some of them sickness just they worry them inside the suffer. But I happy to talk say for River State, we get one law way in name na Dehumanizing and Harmful Traditional Practices Law number 2 of 2003. We abolish the wicked traditional practices for River State so that people way fall this law fit get punishment. But I no happy as we never get any case we don't test this law as no widow don't carry this matter go court. For 2016, before Oga of United Nations, we name na Ban Ki-moon, he shall give all the world say, make everybody change how them they take look widow. In talk say, for inside the 2030 program, we suppose help make sure say, this our world no spoil, and a good day continue for our children them. The 2030 program get as agenda say, make we no forget anybody, make we no leave anybody for back. This agenda get as a cover widow them because not only them they work out theirself, then they do everything for theirself, and at them way people they shun well. So no good at all. I don't add my voice join this better cry because today I dey call everybody for inside River State. Make we try make widow them their belly sweet. Make them laugh. No be only for this International Widows Day where they come, where we go celebrate for the 23rd of June. We supposed to dey do them every day and for every time. When we get any chance to make sure say we try make widow them happy, make all of us go find widow where then they. Anywhere within the near our house or for our working place or for church or for market, make we stand, greet, say, we go to help them to they better their life. Our talk person today, now Mrs. Patricia Onyemechi Wale. Now she be the president of all the widows we did for River State. She go here and give us some things where they worry widow woman. So make we put our ear down, hear waiting she won't tell us, and make we no forget any lesson we learn, make we put them to good use. Our better Rivers people, make we always allow our good character announce us give people for publico. I pray make Papa God bless on her and make him bless all of our family members too, and make God bless River State Nyavu Nyavu.
Don't run the other man down, don't wish him bad, no. There are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone, don't pull her down, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If we now just open on a radio for now, now Live Ethics Day now. My name na Mrs. Patricia Onyemechi Wale. Now me they talk for today. The thing where I want talk now the thing we concern widows in the state. Who be the widow? And I know who be the widow. The widow na the woman where husband marry, live with them, born children before the man die. If the man no pay any money for your head, you live with them and die. You no be widow for that man. Uh-huh. Because some of this in they bring problem for us. When you the husband die, they say you no belong to our family. You get as you come to this family, we no go take you. Bring your husband the key. Bring your husband motor key. If your husband get motor, this house on I go come out to, now you know where you go carry this one day. We, you know, be our brother's wife. Katakata begin come between you and them. He begin to look for where to go to curry favor. You know, work like that too. So women, the best thing be say, make sure your husband marry you and stay well. People know say you be married to that man. When he die, nobody go come collect key from you. Nobody go wicked you and your children. Una go stay gidibam with una children. Una dey hear? That is the widow. Make una try. They talk this in concerning the one way don't pass. But the new young ones, the new ones now, we marry. Because nobody build house for death. It go happen when it go happen. When it don't happen, it no mean say I married yesterday. And I feel some accident, they say the man don't die. It be him wife. If you be wife, stay and hold yourself. Na so you dey, na so you find yourself. Uh-huh. So when Another thing be the thing where we do, how it be for us when our husbands die. You are meant to wear black cloth from your head to your toe. Now so, black you go wear. But thank God for Christianity today, we dey wear white upon white. You go tie them, go church, they follow you go. Nobody go say, remove them. Why they wear white? Now the thing where church bring. So that one we go thank our God. He don't bring that one down. They go lie on the plantain leaf. No day again, no. At least they go give you dunlop where you go take sleep. For ground though, not on the bed. As we day now, we sleep on the bed. Me too, as I'm talking, I've been the president of the widow. Me too, the same thing. I lie on the bed. That's why I want all of us to lie, because not we kill our man. Even though when a man die, they say now the wife kill him. But when the wife die, nobody kill him. Na natural death. He no good. Now where we dey say make the church don't talk, say make we stop those things, say no good. The woman feed the lie on the ground, he catch cold, he die. Now who go train the children where the man born? Those things no good at all, at all. They go give you plate where some part don't break, finish. You eat, you no go wash your hand, that time don't pass. Now you wash, you take water, wash your hand, wash out the garri or the fufu, whatever you eat. Nobody go suffer you. And now too, some people need to even cut their head well, as in they cut before. They use cutlery where they take chop. They no go allow you. You just take your hand where you no wash. That era don't go. We there for the era of at least petting you small as your husband died, because nobody you kill him. Make we just stop small. Go for break. We go come back.
If you do good, oh, you do for yourself. If you do bad, now you sabi, oh. If you do bad, oh, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do bad, oh,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you do good, you do for yourself, brother. If you do bad, now you sabi yo. If you do bad, you sister,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, why you?
Now you go take your head and carry am.
If you play person, mago mago,
now you go take your head and carry am.
If you give person wahala,
now you go take your head and carry am.
Not do bad, you.
Now you go take your head and carry am.
Not play person, why you?
Now you go take your head.
Do your children know the difference between what's right and wrong? It's up to you to show them, it shouldn't take you long. To teach them to be honest, be humble and sincere. To build a better nation, that's the reason why we're here. A bright future for our children is a parent's responsibility.
Yes, parents, do you realize that you are responsible to your children? You have to show them how to become decent, law-abiding citizens, free from all forms of tribal discrimination and petty jealousy. Teach them the value of money and that riches only come from hard work. Teach them to be courteous to others at all times, to help others without expecting payment. Parents, your job is to set a good example. Your children will surely copy you.
If you set a good example, your children will surely copy you.
Now, welcome back. If you just come in now, Brief Ethics on radio. And I am Mrs. Patricia Owale, where they talk to Ona. Before we take the short break, now me they talk today for the thing concerning widows. The thing where they talk be say compulsory cry of the widow. Every day you don't cry, they bury your husband, you and your children. But every woman that goes stay, they force you every 5 o'clock, come and start crying. Call the good names, even the one the man not do for you when he die alive, they praise him. You go cry more than 1 hour. And your children go look. That thing, they cause children self. I mean, behave anyhow. So the woman go cry. You praise the husband. After that, they go come, bring something, we'll shave your hair. Then go shave hair down. Then go cut fingernails. Then go cut toenails. They everywhere where you get hair for your body. Then go cut them. Waiting happen. All these ones now, the thing where widows they suffer. They go neglect you. The small portion of land where your husband they cultivate before, they go tell you, say, woman or women, they get land of their own, now their husband own. Now, husband no day. Nothing like land again for her. She no go get any land of her own to farm for the children to eat. Nothing. Then go leave you like that. The next thing they go come say, bring everything we concern your husband. They bring, and if you no bring, you are in trouble. Everything don't become their own just because their brother don't die. They no even think how those children go eat. They no think how the children go school. Nothing. All of them is just to make sure you leave every property of your husband to them, which is bad. And now he make with the beg government say, may they come in to our help. May they come in to widow's help, especially here in River State, to know if a woman don't go school, may they ask them waiting in gate so that they go give a small job. When you stay there, you go manage your children. At the end of the month, they give you small money. You take and manage yourself. May them help, because some of us go school. They don't know, and no chance now. They no go allow us go close to them so that they know what and who we are. So all of us, just they suffer. And may them give scholarship to our children. It will help us. Okay, make we take small break. We go come back.
Countryman, stop the violence against women and girls. You know, say, inside every 3 women, 1 don't experience one form of violence or the other inside our society. Violence against women and girls is a very big crime against humanity. Remember, say, women's rights now also the rights of humans. So stop them. Stop those small attack and katakata against women and girls. Whether now from boyfriend and girlfriend or husband and wife, stop them. Even those ones where they treat women where their husband just die any and anyhow. Alias, widowhood practices. Stop them. Or even those ones where they cut women private parts in the name of tradition. Stop them. Make guys stop them. To gather rape girl. Now evil. Stop them. To use wrong words against women. He no good at all. Stop all this country, man. Make we work together to bring down this katakata against women and girls. By to open our voice and let everybody know, say, he no good. Stop them. Or report anything where you see, where be katakata or any kind of violence against women to the normal authority so that they go fit deal with that person according to the law. For those who don't be victims or even survive any of these things, make you call Police Human Rights Department for 080-3677-2542 or the Medical Women's Association of Nigeria for 070-8060-1917 or Federation of Women Lawyers, alias FIDA, for 081-7926-1644. Stop the violence against women and girls. Now, Medical Women's Association of Nigeria, River State Branch, they bring on this message. And at the Nigerian Stability and Reconciliation Program, alias NSRP, they support her.
And I welcome back.
Have you ever thought how to improve your state? A little help from you goes a long, long way.
We've got to work together, so come on, brother. Let's help build a better state.
Just do your bit and be proud of it. Make River State a better state.
Self-help is the best way to make River State a better state.
You just open your radio now, just as you they tune in. Now, Rev Ethics on radio. Now we're there now. And my name na Mrs. Patricia Onyemaechi Wale, your host for today. Na me be that talk person, na me dey talk. Today, na me dey talk on top of the thing we concern widows. Before we go for break, I been dey talk about waiting government go do for widows. Na me would still dey no. Apart from government, even everybody we know say the widow they suffer, may them try, they help us. We know say come to the village square, they do them. If you are from that village now, you go no person where your husband don't die. You fit to return from anywhere, say, mwa, take this one. How you begin them day? They don't eat, how school, then they go, you try to help them. Now where would they tell on? Then government, we don't tell them kwa. They don't hear. We know say they go do that as we just ask. You know say I no go forget the people where they help us before. I also they thank them. They do well. They too much. Somebody like our governor, His Excellency Nyesom Ezebunwo Wike, we thank him for many things where they do for us here. If you no enter for the widow, you go enter for him pikin. We also want to thank the amiable wife, that good wife of Nyesom Wike, Suzette Eberechi Nyesom Wike. I beg with the thank him. He do well to remember the widows. And in the help also, every year, Ingo call us, give us something. We say, make God bless him, bless him, bless him proper. Bless him, he's a good woman. And we they pray too for his family to live long and return back again to come and be our governor. And we make him be our mother too. He go help us.
My correct and confirmed country people. Now, so the program River Tales take my break today. And at this show, cautiously show say the program, it touch your body and make your body the paparaje. As all of us enjoy body together to make sure say our society na better place for everybody. You go fit download this program today on or the one we don't do before. And if you know join body for today program, countryman, you can fit enter my website, will be www.rivertis.com to listen and to download all the episodes of this program. Countryman, no forget say to carry this work we don't do so, take give your friends, the ones waiting for school plus including people for your community. Now FOC, that one are free of a charge. Oh yes, join body on top Live Ethics family now for Facebook and the Twitter. It is very simple. Now at Live Ethics. And you can fit call our phone numbers to take ask question as a concern what we don't talk today, plus including the ones we don't talk before. The phone numbers now 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706. You can fit send us the email on top riveatis@gmail.com. Countryman, this program Riveatis, as I tell you, if you listen to her for 5 radio stations for inside the River State, every Saturday on top 92.3 Nigeria Info, now from 8:30 in the morning to 9 o'clock Bonkwe. And they will go repeat the broadcast and they will go take the program again for 12 in the afternoon till 12:30 on Sunday. Then on top Radio Rivers 99.1 FM, now 9 o'clock in the morning till they reach 10 o'clock. And they will go play the program again on top the same time on Sunday. On top Rhythm 93.7, now from 2:30 in the afternoon till they reach 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And on Sunday, they will go play the program again for the same time, I don't tell you so. Then on top Treasure 98.5 FM, now 6:30 in the evening till they reach 7 o'clock. Then they will go still play the program again on Sunday around 5:30 in the evening till they reach 6 o'clock. On top Wazobia 94.1 FM on Saturday, now 5 o'clock for evening till it reach 5:30. And on Sunday, now 11:30 till it reach 12 o'clock for afternoon. I sure soon I hear that one. Until next week, countryman, with another person we will talk more for this program. So, no forget to say the way we they talk, not the way we they behave. So, therefore, talk well and behave well. And I wish everybody confirm and correct week ahead. Salutona.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do, better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.